It is absolutely amazing and exhilarating to be back here in the Beis Medrash. I spent the last few months giving the shmooze in my son's room to nobody, but more importantly is that see you guys. I look around the room and I see outstanding young men who Baruch Hashem had amazing years last year and who were inspired and excited enough to come back for another year of learning Torah, being in Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, and it's just a tremendous chus to be involved in the Shana Bet program and to see all you guys. And I see you looking around on all your faces, you guys are Baruch Hashem glowing, being back in Yeshiva, and I urge you to make the most of every single day in Yeshiva, as has been spoken about. You guys, I'm sure you realize that you still remember it last year, and Shana Aleph, there's a lot going on, but Shana Bet, you just have to make the most of every minute, every Seder, and I'm so excited that you guys are here as a tremendous group this morning for Friday Seder, and as Hashem, we should continue to grow and learn together and continue to build our foundations for our lives. We all know we're not going to be in Yeshiva our entire lives, so we have to really try to use the time that we're here to build our foundations for life. So in this week's parasha, we discuss the Mentzorah Amora. So the pasuk tells us, you have a Mentzorah Amora, you have to give him skila, kill him. And Rashi tells us, Mentzorah Amora Nerag Hashem Sofo, he's killed on because of the ending of what will be towards the end, in terms of because of the end. Higia Torah L'Sof Daito, Torah sort of predicts what's going to happen at the end. So Shemachal Moment of Vakish Limudo Veino Motzi, he's going to become a glutton and he's drunken. He's already become a glutton and a drunken. And he's going to be forced to steal his father's money. And his father's not going to have any more money. And he's going to become a bandit. And the Torah says, let him die, Zakai, let him die innocent, let him die, not die guilty. So we see he's Nidal and Al Shem Sofo. Neither of us himself, we basically predict the future, we're going to kill him now because we want to make sure he dies innocent as opposed to dying guilty. Now, that's I didn't get to the question yet. This morning I heard an unbelievable question on the radio, and I actually looked it up. I saw it quoted by Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, but I'm sure it's a famous question. One of the biggest sodos of Rosh Hashanah is the idea of Yishmael. We know that Yishmael was dying of dehydration, and Malchum said, and his mother Hagar davened for him, and water came, and he was hydrated, and he survived. And in the meantime, the Malchum said, "What's going on over here? He's going to oppress the Jewish people. He's going to kill people. why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu saving him?" So we know the famous episode that Ba'asher Husham. Right, Yishmael was not judged on the future of what will happen, but rather how he is in that moment. And the big lesson for Rosh Hashanah for all of us that I speak about all the time, and I myself try to focus on, it doesn't make a difference how we were this past year. It doesn't make a difference, you know, what we may do in the future. That doesn't make a difference. Just like Yishmael was judged at that moment. At that moment, Yishmael was a tzaddik. He didn't do anything wrong. So too, if a person in Rosh Hashanah takes his davening seriously and has hirhurei tshuva and has feelings of he wants to do the right thing for the rest of his life, for the rest of the year, for that day, for a few days, or whatever it is, he's neither al Ba'asher Husham, exactly as you are at that moment. So, it's an obvious question. How could it be that the Mentzorah Amora is judged on the future, and if we kill him now, whereas Yishmael is not touched, he's not killed, because we're only judging him on how he is right now? A bomb question. I don't know, I never thought of this before, I heard it this morning. Now, we're going to hold off, that's question number one. Question number two is very interesting. We call it Ben Sora Mora. Sora Mora literally means he's rebellious and wayward. Right? He's a rebellious and wayward child. That's who he is. If I would describe the Ben Sora Mora, I would call him a Zolo of a Sove. He's a glutton and a drunkard. That's who he is. He's a glutton and a drunkard. Why are we focusing on the fact that he is rebellious and wayward? Why don't we focus on the actions that he did, right? A rotzeach. We call a person a rotzeach because he's a murderer, right? He's an Oved Avodah Zarah. He's somebody who idol worships. We don't call him wayward or rebellious. So to answer the first question, why is there a difference between the between Yishmael and the Ben Tzur Emorah. Yishmael is judged at that moment, and the Ben Tzur Emorah is judged on the future. So I saw three basic tirutzim. I'll tell you those tirutzim, then I wanted to say something a little bit longer. Answer number one that I saw, brought down, is that the Ben Tzur Emorah has already started to do things that are inappropriate. He already started to become a glutton, a drunkard, he steals money from his parents, and he goes ahead and he eats too much meat and drinks too much wine. But Yishmael at that moment didn't do anything wrong. So at that moment he didn't do anything wrong, so therefore he's not going to be killed. But the Ben Tzur Emorah has already started to do things, so because there was a certain mice, he has bad hanhagos, bad actions, so that was enough to tell us that we can judge him on the end, towards the end. That's number one. Number two, the Panim Yafos says that that the Ben Tzur Emorah he shouldn't die Yomus Zakai, he should die innocent and not guilty, because we know based on his actions he's certainly going to be end up guilty. But Yishmael, the prediction was, and I guess it was known, that Yishmael ultimately, even though he was going to do Averos, he was going to be a murderer, at the end Yishmael was going to do tshuva. And therefore, since we knew that Yishmael was going to do tshuva, we couldn't kill him then and there. But the Ben Tzur Emorah, we were confident, based on what our assessment of the situation, that he was going to continue to become chayev. That's number two. Number three is that Ben Tzur Emorah, we know, many Mefarshim say, is a product of the Eishes Sifas Torah. So his yichus is defective somewhat, is a defect in his yichus. So therefore, we say, you know what, hey, we're going to judge on the future, but Yishmael, who's the son of Avraham Avinu, he's not going to get such a harsh judgment that we're going to judge him on the future, but rather we're going to judge him on how he is right now. That's the three short basic truths. And this morning I heard on the radio, from I think his name is Kalman Bear, from Karen Biavna, a totally different explanation, a longer explanation, why it is that Yishmael is judged at that moment, and the Ben Tzur Emorah is judged on the future. If you look at the Pesukim, the Ben Tzur Emorah, one of the primary problems with this young man is Einenu Shomea B'Kol Aviv V'Kol Imo. He doesn't listen to his parents. He doesn't listen. And if you look at it in Shari Tshuva, in Shari Beis, the Rebbeinu Yonah quotes a pasuk from Mishlei from Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech says the following thing: Ma'od einayim yisamach leiv. I'm sorry, more einayim yisamach leiv. The light of the enlightening of the eyes gladdens the heart. Shmua tovas dashin atzen. And when you hear something good, it fattens the bones. Okay. So Rebbeinu Yonah says, we're talking about Shlomo Melech. Chachmi kol adam. All of Mishlei is muster. Where's the muster here? So it's an introduction to the next pasuk. Listen to the next pasuk. Next pasuk says, Ozen shomas tochachas chayim, an ear that hears rebuke of life, bekerv chachamim tolin, he will dwell amongst the wise men. What does this mean? This means that hearing tochacha lets you dwell amongst the chachamim. It's the greatest thing. Hearing, the koach to hear musar, is the greatest thing. The Gemara Baba Kama says that if you damage a person's eye, right, you have to give him the value of the eye. But if you destroy his power of hearing, says the Gemara Baba Kama, no sin lo tmei kula. You have to give him the value of the entire person. The Medrash in Shmos Rabbah tells us, this is Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah, that if a person falls from a roof and he breaks his limbs, he needs bandages for every limb in his entire body. It says in the pasuk, in Yishayim, "Mikaf regel v'ad rosh ein mesom." Right, he's not complete because you need to fix up from his heels up to his head. Everything needs to be healed separately. However, I'm going to quote here: "V'hinei Kadosh Baruch Hu merape kol yivar b'ruti achas." But a Kadosh Baruch Hu can heal somebody with one bandage. How does a Kadosh Baruch Hu heal heal somebody with one bandage? V'hishem yasa ozen. Shemar, it says in the pasuk in Yishayim, Hotu oznuchem luchu elai, lean your ear to me and come to me. Shimu utchinavshchem. If you hear me, you will live. So we see that hearing, muster, and listening, and the power of the hearing is even greater than the power of seeing. Why is that? Because when a person hears something, a person hears divrei muster, divrei chachma, divrei his oris, something to awaken him, something to inspire him. So he has the option, he can change his life, to move, and to do something about it. But seeing does not have that koach. I mean, you think about it, it makes sense. We always speak that, shomea, shomea, shomea. Right? Did you hear the shir? Did you listen to the shir? Are you listening? Shmiasa Ozen. That is what changes a person. And Rabbi Kalman Bear quoted to Rosh Hashiva Rav Golis, who's Rav Golis from Wayu's uncle, from Kerbi Amna. He pointed out a fascinating thing. By the Eved Ivri, we tell the Eved Ivri, you have to put, if you want to stay in slavery, you have to put your ear against the doorpost. And you should know that this is the ear that heard by Har Sinai not to steal. So how come we don't do that by any other mitzvah? Any other mitzvah, we should do the same thing. Put his ear against the doorpost and say, didn't you hear not to steal? Didn't you hear not to? Sort of say that. But didn't you hear not to eat non-kosher? Didn't you hear not to say Lashon Hara? Any mitzvah in the world, why don't we put his ear against the doorpost? And he says like this. He says, when you want to be an Eved Ivri, an Eved Ivri means that you're no longer under your own domain. Whose domain are you? You're under the domain of your master. So even if you hear something, but you're in somebody else's domain, you can't change. The idea of hearing and the koach of hearing is to be able to change. But an Eved Ivri who's selling himself back to his master till Yovel, so you're not going to be able to change. You will not have the opportunity to change. And that's another proof about the koach HaShmiya. And that's why the Ben Sorimor is so bad. And that's why he's Nidon Hashem himself. Why is that? Because he's not there. You can talk to him from here till tomorrow. He won't be able to change. He's too steeped in his bad ways. Masha Enkin Yishmael. At that moment, first of all, his name, Yishmael, I think this is what he said, Yishmael, the name is Yishmael, Kodesh Baruch Hu heard the Tfilos. But Yishmael, the whole idea is he has the Koach HaShmiya. He can listen. He can listen, and therefore, if you can listen, if you're able to hear, then you can change. That's why the Ben Sora Mor is judged on the end. And that's where confidence can't change. Because if you can't listen, if you can't hear, there's nothing we can do to change you. Masha Enkein, if you have the Koach HaShmiya, if you can listen, then you have the koach to change. I remember there's a book based on the articles of Yisachar Fran, and the book is titled "Listen to Your Messages." And we go through life, we come to yeshiva, and we hear many shiurim, we hear many words of inspiration, and we have two options. We could be the one who hears, and once you hear, inspire ourselves to do change, or we can be of those like the Ben Sora Mor Chas V'Shalom that are in Nidush Mevakolav V'Kolimo. If you're not a hearing person, There's no room. You're finished. You won't be able to change. And to answer the other question, why is he called a Sora Amora? Why isn't he called by his actions Zola Vasove? And we see from here the same idea that it's not about his actions. A person can change his actions. A person can change. Even if you're a glutton and a drunkard, you can wake up one day and say, "Who wants to be a glutton? Who wants to be a drunkard? It gets me nowhere. I might as well do the right thing, and I'll feel better about myself, and life will be great." Big deal, he says, all of a sove. That you can change. But if you're a sora moro, if you're wayward and rebellious, that means the ikar is chasam and a sefer, which means the foundation, the idea of able to be to change, able to listen to what the messages that you're being fed and that you're being instructed and being guided, they'll fall on deaf ears. If you're a sora moro, you're wayward and rebellious, that's who you are, you're finished, you're toast. There's no way for you to improve. And that's why he's called the Sora Amora and not the Zola Sova. Because the reason is because he doesn't have any, he no longer is attached, his antennas are not open and alive and functional so that he can change. And I think the message is very clear. We're just a little over 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, we just entered into yeshiva, and Baruch Hashem, you're going to be exposed to so many words of Torah, so many words of inspiration, and we have the opportunity to decide, what are we? Are we going to be Sora Amora? Are we wayward and rebellious and shut ourselves down? Or are we going to say, no, I want to be like Yishmael, not like Yishmael in his actions, but the idea of Asher Husham, at that moment, I want to be judged how I am right now, and right now, I'm going to listen. And I'm going to try to take the words of inspiration and put them into practice. And it's my bracha, and it's my tefillah to myself, and to all of us, that we should always be there, listening to what's going on around us, listening to, of course, to the things that are good, that are going to inspire us, certainly hearing things that we're not supposed to hear, and shutting them out, Be'ezus Hashem, but always looking around ourselves, and trying to glean ways to capitalize on opportunities of growth, and always be ones who listen to the Kol Hashem, to Divrei Torah, and Divrei Hesoris, and not Chas V'Shalom, people who tune out how we're supposed to change. But as Hashem, if we listen properly and we listen well, we'll get great guidance, and we'll go on the Derech Hashem, have a wonderful Shabbos, and I'm very excited to be back with all of you, and I'm looking forward to a great year of growth.